Welcome to Project Wellness. This is episode 3. My name is Dominique Liv-Kamal. Today we're talking about detox therapies, and this is the second part of my detox therapy podcast. Episode 2 in my podcast, we went into why you would detox and liver cleansing, and we talked about how to detox and lots of detox strategies, hunger when you're detoxing. This time I'm continuing my readings from my book, The Wellness Zone, second edition, 2008. As I said to you in my last podcast, this book is now out of print. However, you can buy an e-version on our website, medicineroom.com.au. And I'm continuing from yesterday, where I was talking about specific fruits, vegetables, and herbs for your detoxification process. And we're starting today with lemons. Lemon is the number one fruit for cleansing your entire body. It is not acid producing in the body, and it's alkalizing in the body, and it helps to reduce acid in our bodies. It dries up mucus. It helps clean out our lymphatic system. It helps clean out our liver. It just helps generally purify, deodorize, and cleanse our whole body. It's really good if you've got any joint pain or arthritis. Lemon juice really helps reduce the built-up acids in your joints. It cleanses the liver, gallbladder, kidneys, digestive tract, and lungs. Fresh lemon juice can be added to hot or cold water throughout the day. On any detox plan, you can add lemon juice to any sliced fruits or vegetables, and it will help stop them from going brown through oxidation. I talk about in here as well taking lentils and beans, and if you're doing a wholesome vegetarian detox plan, then I recommend that you use lentils and beans as part of your detox plan, because they're nourishing and they're very good for your diet. And if you mix lentils and beans with corn, then you have complete protein. Lentils and beans of all sorts can be soaked and added to your detox plan if you're able to eat wholesome foods and not on a strictly liquid detox. Lentils add protein and other essential nutrients to your detox. However, you need to soak them for at least 12 hours and rinse them really well before cooking them slowly until they are soft. Soft lentils aid digestion and also help eliminate toxins from your system. Undercooked lentils can create disturbances in your digestive tract and liver. When on a detox program, you'll be better to avoid them and eat other protein sources unless you plan to cook them very well. The idea of a detox is to be gentle on the body, and lentils are not generally a gentle food, so keep the quantity down and the lentils soft to maximize the benefits on your detox. You can eat beans, fresh green beans, as much as you like on your detox. And you can also have bean sprouts and lots of sprouts from lentils. You can have lentil sprouts as well. While you're on your diet, you can have mung bean sprouts. Sprouts are really good in a detoxification diet. They're fresh and they're living. Lettuce is good to soothe digestion and cleanse the blood. Fresh garden lettuce, as has gone to seed, is good boiled in soups or freshly juiced. Beware of commercial lettuce, as the leaves are frail and can easily hold poisons and sprays for long periods of time. Please stay away from glycophosphates as much as you can and eat organic lettuces. This goes for all foods. There are many varieties of lettuce, and generally the more bitter the flavour, the better they are for your digestion, as they get the gustatory nerve going, which helps secrete bile in the liver. Lychees are super cleansing as a fruit, and they are light, they are full of water, and they really hydrate your body. Eating lychees in the summer months is a lovely, refreshing detox, and if you do a mono fruit detox, lychees are one of my favourite fruits to just eat for several days on end. Mangoes help reduce constipation and are high in iron, They're very cleansing for the whole body and a good addition to your detox plan, as they really keep digestion moving while cleansing the body. When you add mangoes to your detox plan, you're increasing your energy levels because they are very filling and revitalizing. Funguses and mushrooms have different medicinal properties, and you can add them to your detox plan to increase nutrition and immunity depending upon the type of mushroom and the type of detox. Reishi mushroom is awesome for your immunity, and shiitake mushrooms are also very good for your immunity. Mushrooms are considered the vegetarian's meat and often act as a good substitute for meat in meals while on a detox plan. You can also boil mushrooms and decoct them in the same way that you would decoct any other root or bark in herbal medicine, and drink the juice whilst on a liquid detox plan. Olives are also excellent to keep your immunity strong, and fresh olives that are marinated in a good apple cider vinegar, sea salt and olive oil are an excellent addition to your detox plan. Stay away from olives that have been marinated in chemicals and table salt. Fresh olive leaves are good added to juices and teas, and you can slice and use them as edible garnishes on your detox meals. Onions are one of my favourite detox foods. They protect your cardiovascular system, act as a prebiotic, increase circulation and aid digestion. Raw and cooked mushrooms have their place in your detox plan. Raw mushrooms work as excellent prebiotics and help to kill parasites and other toxins. Cooked onions help reduce inflammation and are nurturing to your digestive tract. All onions added to your diet can help cleanse the blood and reduce arteriosclerosis and act as cardiovascular protectors. Peel the onion skin off and steam for a few minutes until soft, then slice in half and sprinkle with some fresh herbs, spices and feta cheese for a delicious detox meal. Alternatively, add a whole onion to your juice for a hot and spicy experience. Onions are very high in silica, and silica pulls foreign bodies from our body. So having onions is super strengthening and cleansing for your blood. It helps remove poisons and toxins from the body, and they are the nourishing and nurturing food. Oranges are a good liver cleansing food. They contain vitamin C. They help reduce constipation while you're detoxing. Slice an orange in half and add a sprinkle of fennel seed and a touch of sea salt for a summer treat. You can make orange and almond cakes for a sweet treat to break the tediousness of your detox plan if you are on a wholesome vegetarian detox. Boil 2 oranges with the skin on in 3 cups of water and 2 tablespoons of honey for half an hour. You may need to add more water if it becomes too dry. When cooked, blend together, ensuring that you have 2 cups of the liquid. Then add 1 or 2 cups of pure almond meal to the mixture and stir until you have a stiff batter. Add as much or as little almond meal as you need. If you add less almond meal, you can pan fry these as pancakes. If you add more almond meal and make a cake-like batter, you can cook them in the oven as little muffins. Add 2 teaspoons of quality baking powder and place in small muffin tins and bake at a moderate oven for 20 minutes to half an hour until cooked. Eat these as your meal, as a detox meal. If you're going on a picnic while you're on a detox, take these with some herbal teas or juices. Oranges are also delicious raw. Remember that when you slice your orange, the vitamin C deteriorates every moment after you've sliced it. So eat them quickly. Parsley is high in all minerals. It's as good as celery. It's fantastic for your body, especially the iron and chlorophyll. Parsley cleanses the body and also gives you premium nutrition. It is especially good for your blood and kidneys. Sprinkle parsley over everything all the time when you're on a detox plan. Add it to all of your juices and soups as needed. Add it right at the end. You don't really want to cook parsley. Parsley is best raw because it has the maximum minerals. And if you slice it super finely, and you can add it in with some tomato an onion, lemon juice, salt, and pepper. And you could also add some bulgur wheat or brown rice and make a version of tabbouleh salad, which is another delicious detox meal, especially if you're detoxing on a wholesome vegetarian detox and you are working. This salad is a beautiful addition for your lunch daily. Peppermint deodorizes your digestive tract and helps increase bowel movements. Bowel movement, you may notice I have mentioned quite a few times. The reason for this is because when you're on a detox, you do want to eliminate the poisons from your body and you do want to eliminate from your digestive tract. Peppermint tea is a free food, meaning that on any detox plan, including water fasts, you're able to have peppermint. Peppermint leaves are delicious, sliced and added to meals and drinks. There are many types of mint and have different medicinal properties. It's hard to define what mint you're getting when you grow mint in your garden, and they all breed and mingle in together. Just enjoy the mint and enjoy the mint flavors, knowing that mint is deodorizing for your body, it's balancing and calm on your digestive system, and it's supportive for your nervous system. Peppers are intestinal cleansers and stimulants. They help to reduce arteriosclerosis in the cardiovascular system and also reduce the incidence of constipation and help remove parasites from the digestive tract. Capsicum annuum, which is the hot chili pepper, contains capsaicin, an active constituent that also acts as an anti-inflammatory and pain reliever. When you have a meal and you have capsicum, you are increasing your metabolism by up to 25% for 4 hours after you've had the meal. So having a little bit of hot chili or capsicum regularly in your diet will keep your metabolism strong and high and increase your resting thermogenesis, which is your metabolism when you're sitting still while you're on a detox plan. One of the things that people fear on a detox plan is that their metabolism will slow down. By having a little bit of hot chili pepper, this averts that situation. Pineapple is an anti-inflammatory and also has digestive enzymes that help with stomach digestion. It contains the enzyme bromelain that is used to help reduce the inflammation associated with upper respiratory and sinus infections and allergies all over the body. You can make a good digestive enzyme blend by juicing pineapple with an equal measure of apple cider vinegar and storing it in the fridge. Take a tablespoon of this blend before meals as a digestive aid. The fresh juice is good in small amounts. However, too much can create acidity and digestive disturbance. Papaya, pawpaw fruit, and seeds are used as digestive enzymes for papayan. The recipe that I have in my book here is to take one pineapple and one pawpaw and run it through the juicer and to add it skin off and keeping the pawpaw seeds in and then adding an equal part of apple cider vinegar and popping this in your fridge. This will start to ferment, but if you have 30 mils of this before meals as a drink, you are getting the gustatory nerve going, which helps the secretion of bile. You're alkalizing your body and you're adding digestive enzymes to your diet. The seeds of pawpaw are delicious raw and they taste super peppery. I always add them to my detox salads. They're good added to dips and sauces. Many people shy away from the seeds thinking they look gross. Be adventurous and try them. You'll be surprised at how good they taste. Mix the fruit and seeds with lemon juice as a pre-dinner snack. Not only will this help your digestion, it will also curb your appetite. Having slices of pawpaw and pineapple before meals is an awesome digestive aid. Prunes are high in antioxidants and help reduce the buildup of putrefied matter in your digestive tract. They help with bowel movements, and prunes are good to relieve sore throats and other acute infections. You can easily soak dried prunes overnight and add them to your juices. Make sure you remove the seeds before putting prunes through the juicer. Sage, salvia officinale, can be added to juices and salads to help increase memory and also to reduce hot flushes, cool you down, and act as an antimicrobial agent while you're detoxing. Especially if you're detoxing in the winter and you're detoxing on soups, Make sure you add lots of sage to your cooked blends. Seaweed, in its many forms, is highly nutritious and is added to soups, casseroles, sushi, and salads. Wakame salad is an excellent detox food. Seaweeds can help speed up your metabolism and add minerals to your body. They are also energizing and cleansing. Seaweeds take deep-seated toxins out of the liver, especially the hard-to-get-to ones that could cause you illness in the future. Most seaweeds are heavy metal chelators, so they go into the body and they pull toxins and free radicals out harmlessly and take it through your bloodstream and out through your urine. Most seaweeds are also very high in iodine, and iodine is a free radical scavenger, taking heavy metals and poisons out of your body, which is an important part of the detoxification process. Spinach is a good detox food for everyone, and if you tend to be anemic, and if you need to have more energy, if you are on a long juice cleanse, make sure you have some spinach daily to help your mineral levels and to be just like Popeye the Sailor Man. Spinach is one of my favourite detox foods, especially in juices. My favourite juice with spinach is spinach with celery, green apple juice, spirulina, and cucumber. I can detox on this juice for days on end. It's delicious. Spirulina is excellent as it provides your body with nutrition at the same time as getting into the cells and neutralizing and eliminating the toxins. Spirulina also helps make your body less acidic. Taking 3 grams of spirulina a day through any detox is a way of ensuring you maintain energy levels and have some complete nutrition. Taking the spirulina may slow down the detox process a little bit if you are on a juice cleanse, but it will get in and act as a heavy metal chelator in all of the organs of your body. Spirulina has been my favourite detox food for many years since I was a young woman, and I still take it. I imagine that my bones are green inside, which makes me feel really clean and good. Sprouts are living, raw, and nutritious. Add sprouts to your wholesome vegetarian detox plan, and if you're on a juice cleanse, just juice them. It's easy to make sprouts, and you can sprout just about anything that grows. Fenugreek is a very good seed to sprout for a detox plan, as it helps eliminate excess mucus and cleanse the lymph nodes in your body. Alfalfa, the father of foods, is nutritious and cleansing. Many other foods will sprout, like snow peas, lentils, barley, broccoli, wheatgrass, mustard, fennel, turmeric, ginger. Anything else you care to experiment with is good too. Just try and see if it sprouts. To sprout seeds, all you need is a glass jar, a rubber band, some fine gauze, and water. Place the seeds in the glass jar, rinse with clean water, and shake off the excess liquid. Place the gauze over the lid and hold it there with the rubber band. Turn the jar upside down and let the water drain away. Rinse with fresh water every day until the sprouts are ready. The process of sprouting is easy as long as you remember to keep the sprouts watered daily. Sprouts can be added to many meals and are living proof that raw foods are healthy. In fact, sprouts are one of the few truly living foods, and they're easy to grow, and they are associated with good prana food, and that's life force foods. Any good prana life force foods are wonderful on your detox plan. Tomatoes are very high in vitamin C when they're raw, and egg tomatoes, Roma tomatoes, the little egg-shaped ones, have less acid in them than round tomatoes. They need to be very ripe for their antioxidant properties, and making tomato juice, putting tomatoes in salads, is very good, provided you don't have an allergy to the woolly nightshade family. When tomatoes are cooked, they contain lycopene, which is a super antioxidant and relates very well to the red blood cells. Another really good detox food is to take small cherry tomatoes, cut them in half, mix them with a little bit of olive oil and sea salt, and roast them in the oven for 20 minutes. Turmeric is an excellent additive to any diet, especially a detox diet, as it helps cleanse the body. It works on the phase 2 detoxification pathway, which is the hormonal detoxification pathway in your liver, and helps act as a heavy metal chelator. It also helps reduce cholesterol levels and fatty acid in the body. It helps carry poisons out of the body and is a super antioxidant. Turmeric is also an anti-inflammatory and a pain reliever. So if you have any pain while you're on your detox, make sure you add some turmeric. If you like rhubarb and you can grow rhubarb in your garden, please do so and make sure it's ready for you on your detox diet. Rhubarb, when it's cooked, is delicious. It's soft, it's nourishing, it supports your digestive tract, it increases the secretions of bile, it helps increase your bowel movements, and it's one of those nurturing digestive detox foods. A freshly cooked rhubarb and honey meal is tasty, nurturing, and it's good evening food. And you take these foods that are a little bit sweet in the evening on your detox plan sometimes, because it can mean the difference between your detox being abandoned or continued. Slice the rhubarb stems into 1-inch pieces and boil in water with honey to taste. Add a tiny bit of sea salt. Once cooked and soft, simply drain away the excess water and place it in a casserole dish. Cover with some flaky coconut, some raw oats, and a little bit of apple juice, and then bake it in the oven for half an hour. This will make a crunchy, delicious rhubarb hot meal that's also nurturing. Rocket, or anything that's green and bitter, is excellent liver and kidney food. Remember that when you have anything that's bitter, it gets the gustatory nerve going, which helps the secretion of bile, which aids the digestion of carbohydrates in your body. Watermelon is one of the best diuretics. It's one of the best detox foods. If it's the middle of summer and you're doing a pure fruit detox, watermelon is one of my favorites. Watermelon is super nourishing. It's high in electrolytes. It's high in water. It tastes sweet. It tastes delicious, and it's nurturing. Fresh watermelon juice as a juice detox is absolutely delicious, and it really helps reduce excess fluid, deep-seated toxins, it helps reduce edema, and it's cooling. Wheatgrass is a superpower cleanser for all the organs in your body, and it's used for all kinds of illness prevention. It's an all-round cleanser, and it's a super antioxidant. Adding a little tiny bit of wheatgrass into any of your juices while you're on a detox is absolutely healthy. There are lots of fruits and vegetables that I could talk to you about in this podcast to take on a detox. And basically what I want to say here is that organic does make a difference. There have been clinical trials and research that show that the glycophosphates and the problems with the food industry and the pesticides and insecticides that are in the food industry, and I think it's something like there's over 900 of those. The readings in your body will be there while you take them, but as soon as up to 1 week of you eating organic food, those pesticide residue readings do go down in your body. There is also some information and some evidence-based research that you may like to look into. Please do a Google Scholar search or search your academic databases for peer-reviewed studies into organics and the benefits of organic as opposed to chemically treated foods. They're very poisonous for our body, and those poisons do build up. And that's one of the main reasons why you do want to have a detox as well. Now I'm going to talk about different types of detox plans that you can do. My whole concept when I was writing this book, the first edition came out in 2005, and then the second edition came out in 2008, and we have sold 10,000 copies of this book. So my work is well known amongst the people who read my book, and I have a lot of people come to me and talk to me about my detox plans and the way I see detox. So I think that you can break detox down into times of the day, and you can also break detox down into small slabs, or you can have it in big slabs, depending upon what works for you. Now, there's a thing that's very popular, and it's called intermittent fasting. Now, we all naturally intermittently fast for about 12 hours a day. So you would probably go from 7 or 8 p.m. at night until 7 or 8 a.m. in the morning anyway, between meals. So we're all doing that overnight. And if you're not, you definitely should be. That would be the minimum time for our body to rejuvenate itself and to cleanse and to detox on any given day, irrespective of you going on a deliberate detox cleansing program. Intermittent fasting is suggesting that you only have herbal teas and water between, say, 6 p.m. at night for 16 hours. And then you would only eat in an 8-hour gap on any day, and then you would have a 16-hour gap. That is one thing that's a very popular type of cleansing and detoxing at the moment, and it is very good for your body. You can do that. You can even treat that as your detox. You can say, for the next 2 days, I'm going to be doing intermittent fasting. From dinner at night, for 16 hours, all I'm going to do is I'm going to drink herb teas, water with lemon juice, and water, and nothing else. That is really good for you, and that's a really good way to start detoxing. And then for the next 8 hours, I'm going to eat my normal meals. Or you could say, for the next day or for the next 2 days, for the next 8 hours, I'm only going to have a vegetarian diet, or I'm only going to have vegetable soup, or I'm only going to have fruits, or I'm only going to have juices. You can be as strict or as open with yourself as you want to be, because this is your body, this is your detox plan, this is your wellness, and it's you who needs to make those decisions. I'm going to continue reading from my book now about my special detox plans, because I broke detoxing down into some fun ways, and lots of people are doing this, so you can do it too. My first one is the Any Morning Detox. Okay, this can be done on any and every morning you want. This detox is simple, pure, and easy. All you need to do is eat fruit or have juices in the morning, then have lunch as usual. This cleanse is perfect for any busy person who wants to feel good about having a detox plan, yet has a lot of stress and busyness in their life that may be stopping them from undertaking a longer and stricter types of detoxing. When you think about it, this detox is a natural flow-on from the fasting you have done all through the night when you are sleeping. Your body is already relaxed and cleansing itself as part of its normal daily process. Then instead of loading your body up with food, you place yourself in the position where you are actually sweeping those toxins out of the body gently and naturally without too much effort. The amount of people who have told me that they incorporated this into their lifestyle over the last 10 years since I wrote this is incredible. And what really excites me is that people who were addicted to coffee in the morning started to be craving half a mango or a banana, and instead of having a big pot of coffee or a cappuccino, they would have some herbal teas and just fruit all through the morning, and noticed weight loss and noticed better moods and a more balanced body. What you need for this detox: if you take 3,000 milligrams of magnesium powder the night before, then you may also be assured of a good morning bowel movement if you don't have regular bowel movements. Magnesium in such a large amount can cause diarrhea, so perhaps you would like to take a smaller amount if it's on your first detox, and you work your way up to this amount over time when you know your body's response is to the magnesium. The reason why I'm suggesting you take magnesium at night is because magnesium is a smooth muscle relaxant, and it also works on the digestive tract. And my favorite source of magnesium is raw Mayan cacao. So having a hot chocolate drink before you go to bed on your detox plan is excellent. Cacao is a fruit, and cacao is allowed on my morning detox plan. What you will do in the morning is you will eat or drink only fresh fruit. Fruit is the strongest in cleansing, it's stronger than vegetables, and citrus fruits are possibly one of the strongest cleansers you can have. If you're going to do the any morning detox diet, you can also do it with vegetables. However, we don't recommend that you mix fruit and vegetables together because of the topography of Chinese medicine with foods, and that you need different digestive enzymes to assimilate different nutrients. And that will be another podcast from me, because that is also in my book, The Wellness Zone. Fruits are possibly one of the strongest cleansers you can have. And morning is a perfect time to enjoy the lushness of fresh fruit. Lemons are an excellent start to the day because of their many effects in cleansing cells. They help reduce the uric and lactic acids. They create alkalinity in your body. And the humble old lemon reduces all mucus. Plus, it's a fabulous detoxifier for liver cells. And it helps with fluid retention and just does about everything you'll ever want cleansing fruit to do. When you wake up, instead of having a cup of coffee or tea, boil the kettle and add the juice of one lemon with a teaspoon of honey into a cup and fill it with hot water. Add a pinch of salt, a little bit of cayenne, if you like, a little bit of turmeric, a little bit of ginger, and drink this brew instead of your regular caffeine-based drinks. For breakfast, you can fill up as much as you like on any type of fruit. Try to keep the Any Morning Detox a pure fruit cleanse, and if you have lots of fruit around, this is because fruit feels luscious to eat and it's a real treat to have as much as you like. If you are a diabetic, then you will have to monitor your fruit intake, and you perhaps need to have more low sugar fruits. And you may need to switch your any morning detox to a vegetable-based detox. But please keep checking your blood sugar levels and just take yourself to the point where you are comfortable and it's healthy for your body. If you need to have vegetables, carrot and celery with lime or lemon juice are good. So long as you watch the sugar content of the vegetables, you will be fine. If you do not have to worry about this, then please eat just some beautiful fresh fruits and enjoy the detox. When you do the any morning detox, it's literally that, any morning. You can decide spontaneously to do this cleanse. Perhaps you have no fruit or vegetables in the house. Then drink a cup of warm water with 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and a teaspoon of honey as your start-up drink. Then drink herb teas until you get out and you can pick up some fruit from your local store. Or if you are lucky enough to have fruit trees in your garden, then make the most of the seasonal varieties. Old-fashioned parsley that just grows freely in most gardens is good to chew on or make some tea from. This is an excellent blood cleanser as well as a diuretic for reducing fluid retention and inflammation. Add this into your fruit cleanse. A lot of our diseases and illnesses are created from too much inflammation in the body. Taking this lovely any morning detox regularly will help you keep inflammation at bay. It's a gentle and easy way to regularly cleanse. Try to do the any morning cleanse at least one day a week. You can do it on a weekend morning when you are free to roll around the house and laze about, or you can do it when you have been out to dinner the night before and feel overloaded with rich foods. This any morning detox is perfect whenever you want to lighten up and get rid of a bit of toxic load. After all, cleansing, even this easy one, you will find that you have a cleaner mind and are able to think better about any projects or ideas.
You can also have more physical energy in the afternoon than normal after this any morning cleanse, because your body is literally rejuvenated. Even though you may be sticking to your regular schedule, this is one of the beauties of this detox, is that you can just get on with your day. Whether you catch a train, whether you're flying by plane, whether you're driving, walking, catching a bus, going to work, going to school, going to uni, doesn't matter where you're going, you can just do this detox. It's super easy. The beautiful thing about fresh fruit is it's already packaged. It's the fastest fast food. So you can just intermittently eat fruit all morning. It's really good. It's totally non-intrusive, this diet. You can extend it further if you're really, really enjoying it. Extend it to lunch. Extend it through the whole day. Take it right up to dinner. That's fine. One of the really beautiful things about the Any Morning Detox diet, which I absolutely love, is when I'm doing it with juices only. And sometimes I'll do it with just a pure juice. Like, for example, I might have cucumber juice. And cucumber is so full of liquid and nutrients, and it's so cleansing for my body, and it's cooling in the summer. It's really beautiful. Sometimes I'll do it with pure celery juice, but I love a squeeze of lemon in my celery juice, and I can just have celery juice all morning. And then I find that I'm weighing a lot more, and I'm pulling a lot more old poisons and toxins out of my body. You can do the Any Morning Detox on anything that works for you. Whether it's fruits, vegetables, or juices, or you could even take it to water and just water fast for the morning. That brings you up to that 16 hours, and then you can eat for the next 8 hours. We have an any evening detox in my book as well. This detox is another easy way to regularly give your digestive tract a rest. Pick a night, any night, or every night if you want to lose a few kilos, and simply be very strict about what you eat. The Any Evening Detox is about soup, salad, and juices again. All detox plans offer you the option of fruit, vegetables, and fresh herbs and spices in the form of salads, stir-fries, soups, and juices. All you need to do is replace dinner with these foods in any form you wish. What you need to do for this detox. Start the Any Evening Detox in the late afternoon, after you come in from work, or about 4 p.m. is the perfect time. If you get thirsty, just have some water, herb teas and juices. If you get hungry, just have fruit, vegetables, salads, stir fries and soups and vegetables and salads and stir fries and soups and vegetables and salads and stir fries. It's about fruits and vegetables at night and nothing else, and preferably fruits or vegetables and not mixed together. Here's a recipe for an any evening detox soup. It's so easy. You can pick up this stuff on your way home today and do it tonight. Take half a bunch of celery, 5 carrots, 8 cloves of garlic. Now, I've written 8 cloves of garlic because I love garlic so much, but you might not need so many. 3 onions, 1/2 kilo of mushrooms, 1/2 kilo of pumpkin, 1/2 kilo of zucchini, 2 low-salt vegetable stock cubes, 2 capsicums, 1 small chili, 1 tablespoon of balsamic vinegar, 1 tablespoon of sesame oil. Cut up all of the ingredients in 2 centimetre plate pieces, place in a crock pot, add the stock cube, oil and vinegar, covered with boiled water, and leave on low for 8 to 10 hours. You can leave this on at home all day cooking in your slow cooker and get home at night, and there is your soup. And then when you've finished it, pop it in the fridge. And you can use it the next day and the next day and the next day, or you can even freeze it and come home sometimes and decide to do it. If you are unable to cook in a crock pot, then boiling the soup in a steel pot on the stove is fine too. You can even place the ingredients in a casserole dish and bake it in the oven for the afternoon. You can even stir fry all of these ingredients together. But the general idea is that you get a whole pile of vegetables, and you fill them up, a pot full of vegetables, add in the herbs and the spices and the garlic, a little bit of salt, a little bit of vinegar, some oils, olive oil, avocado oil, sesame oil, and you cook it. And that's how you make soup. It's pretty easy. And it's delicious any way you choose to cook it. If you cook it in a saucepan, braise the vegetables for 20 minutes in the oil and allow the flavours to blend, and then add a full kettle of boiling water across the top of it for further cooking. Add other vegetables that are in season too, especially fennel if you can get it. This is a recipe that can have any or all vegetables replaced with others, depending on your taste and what's locally available. Don't be strict on following the recipe, as you can add anything. Spices, herbs, flavours that are natural and to your liking. Just keep it vegetarian. Don't add tofu, don't add cheese, don't add any meats, don't add anything that's going to take it out of a really cleansing detox meal. You can even make this soup using one or two vegetables, such as a carrot soup or a celery soup or mushrooms or onions. The choices are limitless. When you go to eat this soup, you can add a heaped tablespoon of nutritional yeast, pour some sesame seeds, add some tahini, lots of chopped up fresh herbs like parsley. You can add kelp, you can add pepper, you can add some chili. You can put lemon juice over it, lime juice, orange juice, and put a sprinkling of honey over it. It's just delicious. The Any Evening Detox really lasts from 4 p.m. in the afternoon, so you make the commitment, or you can start it after lunch, and then you're making the commitment to only have the soup and as much as you like, only having the vegetables as much as you like, only having the fruits as much as you like. You can also treat the Any Evening Detox as a juice cleanse, where you're having a particular juice that you like. That's super nutritious as well, and it works very effectively. We talk about here taking 10 milligrams of herbal detox extract in the evening when you are on any evening detox plan, or generally when you're on a detox. The herbal detox blend that I talked about in my last podcast was milk thistle, dandelion root, globe artichoke, black walnut hulls. You may want to add Shisandra berry. You may want to add fenugreek. You may want to add peppermint. You may want to add fennel. You might want to put a few adaptogenics in there, like withania or asparagus, things that are really going to support the body. This is a good time of the day to have a really nourishing tonic. You want nourishing and comforting foods in the evening, and warm foods are really good. The Any Evening Detox is wonderful and easy after you've been working hard and feel like you need a rest. If you're very tired, this is a good detox, as you can go to bed feeling lighter than if you've had a heavy evening meal with alcohol, tea and coffee. Eating fruit or vegetables only in the Any Evening Detox plan, and drinking only herb teas and water, or juices of course. Nothing else to eat, and you'll be refreshed in the morning. The Any Evening Detox plan is particularly good because at night when we're sleeping, that's when we're rejuvenating the cells in our body, and that's when we're cleansing our body. And the lighter our body is in the evening when we go to sleep, the more effectively we're able to eliminate illness, disease, and potential illness and disease from our body. You can tie the Any Evening Detox in with the Any Morning Detox and wake up the next morning and have purely fruit or vegetables until lunchtime if you like. That will extend the detox in a simple and easily achieved manner. For season detoxes, you can just flow it on with fruit until lunchtime and vegetables for lunch and all evening. Keep it up for a few days and watch those extra kilos melt away along with unwanted toxins, and you'll have a clearer mind and feel lighter in mind, body and soul. Another really delicious and light Any Evening Detox meal is to take one scoop of quality protein powder, and I use pea protein powder personally, and place it in the blender with cold seasonal fruit and about 100 to 200 mils of coconut water or water. Blend in mango, pineapple, strawberries, apples, cherries, grapes, oranges, lychees, plums, whatever fruit is local. You can either put it in the blender or in your bullet. This is delicious. If you like the taste and find that a few hours later you are craving food again, then simply repeat the process. Make sure you only add a small scoop of vanilla-flavored protein powder or cacao powder in there as well. You can add cacao powder in with the protein powder on this one for the magnesium, iron, and zinc. Only make a small amount each time and enjoy super smoothies for dinner. You can also have smoothies on the Any Morning Detox plan as well. It's very nourishing for the body. You may also enjoy this meal in the evening better on a hot day. It's filling, light, and rejuvenating. The blender is a wonderful tool for detoxing. And if you haven't got any protein powder and have pure fruit blended with a little water, then it tastes delicious. This makes it a pure fruit, thick, slushy, and that is really detox food. We have the cocktail detox hour, and these next two detoxes, the cocktail hour, detox hour, and the evening detox dinner party, I've done this, and I know lots of people who've done this, and it's fun. So here we go. The Any Evening Detox can be treated like a cocktail hour detox. Get your head around the idea of sitting back and enjoying canapés and cocktails while detoxing. Create some really nifty cocktails out of the cleansing fruits and vegetables for a fun evening. What you need for this detox. For your cocktail hour detox, you can make a pitcher of juice with some fresh tomatoes, celery juice, carrot, onion, garlic, and lemon juice. And then add a little bit of chili to taste, extra pepper, and have celery sticks. Get some beautiful cocktail glasses, pour it over ice, and enjoy. Add a spicy sauce to this one, and you will have a mocktail that has lots of tomato, lemon, and you can make a Bloody Mary. Or if you like it hot, simply add extra onion and garlic. To really pep up your cocktail hour detox, cut up 6 sticks of celery, carrot, capsicum, and broccoli, and you can use lots of different raw vegetables. Place them on a platter and add some low-fat yogurts like Cocoyo laced with mint, some light cream cheese, ricotta, feta, cottage cheese, dairy-free cheeses, cashew cheese, mashed avocado, homemade hummus, a tad of sweet chili sauce that you've made yourself with honey and chilies. Or make a dipping sauce with balsamic vinegar and a touch of olive oil and garlic. Blend in some roasted capsicum and garlic, a little sea salt, and dip. Make dips. Have veggie sticks in dips. Make your Bloody Marys and your celery juices and put them in your best glasses. Get your friends over and have a cheers. You can have your cocktails and canapés as an evening cocktail hour. Feel great and enjoy your detox even more. It's a great way to detox with friends. You'll have as much fun as you usually do with your glass of wine and cheese platters, but you'll be feeling great. You can have your cocktails and canapés as an evening detox cocktail hour. Make a night of it. You want to make some fruity cocktail hours instead? Simply blend your favourite fruits with ice and make some daiquiris, non-alcoholic daiquiris. Get watermelon and mint blended with ice and fresh pineapple juice. Add a dollop of some fresh pineapple juice and add a dollop of coconut essence or some coconut cream powder, maybe even a little bit of coconut milk. And there's your pina colada. Feel like a margarita? Why don't we just get some lemon juice? Mix in lemon juice with honey, rub some salt around the rim of the glass, make a beautiful lemon juice. You can even do the lick, sip, suck with this one. You can make some lemon juice drink with honey. You can get some lemon and you can have some salt. What about a martini with fresh, icy cold cucumber juice and it's served with a tasty olive or two? This is Innovative Detox Therapies, and if you're going to be detoxing and if you want to make detoxing part of your life and you want to involve your friends and family, having a cocktail detox hour is fun, innovative, and you can do lots of things with it. You can even have the evening detox dinner party. Invite your friends or family over and have a detox evening together. What you need for this detox? For drinks, use the juices listed in the evening cocktail hour detox and veggies dipped in a variety of sauces and canapés. Follow this with a delicious cleansing soup such as pumpkin, mushroom, or a cool tomato or cucumber soup. For the main course, make a vegetarian feast with stuffed or roasted vegetables and a salad. Dessert can be fresh seasonal fruit, or you could make some really healthy, fiber-filled muffins or hot fruity pies. Then for a nightcap, have dandelion coffee and a herbal elixir. What a delicious vegetarian feast. Make your evening detox dinner party into four courses, as this always feels more decadent than three. Use good crockery and cutlery and decorate the environment with flowers, candles, music and ambience. Get everyone to dress to a theme or to dress formally so that you can make the most of a fun evening detoxing together. Maybe even everyone could bring a dish to contribute to the evening of cleansing, thereby creating minimal work for the host. You can celebrate detoxing with your friends and everyone will go home feeling fabulous. The evening detox dinner party is pretty well a wonderful thing to do if you wanted to have a vegan dinner party, because to truly detox and to really detox, you want to stay away from dairy, you want to stay away from meats, you want to stay away from grains as much as possible. And the cleaner and the purer the fruits and vegetables are in your detox, the better it's going to be. So you could make a really beautiful detox punch, and then you could make just a delicious vegan meal. And I really want to say that when you're on a detox diet and you're on a wholesome vegetarian detox, which I'll explain to you in a moment, and you really are on a vegan diet, you can use this as a basis for your diet from then on. So then when you go off the detox, you can start to just add in extra things. Like you can add in proteins, you add in dairy, and if you eat meats, you add in meats, and you can add in eggs, and you can add in just the heavier foods as time goes on. So if you're able to develop a really good detox regime for yourself and for your family, you'll find that what happens is you're really able to clearly work with detoxing, and you're able to work with detoxing in a way that really works. Today I'm just going to cover the lunch only detox, because that's a great one for people who are at work, because we're almost up to our hour and I do want to keep this to under an hour. This is often the hardest time of the day to detox, the lunchtime. In the evening, you can be disciplined and detox at the end of the day. In the morning, you can detox, but the lunch-only detox is quite a difficult detox for some people. But it can be made simply especially if you're working. So what you do is you have your breakfast in the morning and then you might have your one coffee or so. The lunch only detox technically starts at about 10 o'clock in the morning and it goes to about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So during that time, you're into the vegan diet. You're only having fresh fruits and vegetables. You're having salads. Okay, so this is often the hardest time of the day to detox. In the evening, you can make yourself have a small, super healthy dinner and sneak away to bed early before the temptations of other worldly foods come to lure you from the fridge or some toxic treat. And in the morning, it's easier to start the day off with the right intentions.
But to follow it through and have a personal discipline to cleanse through the middle of the day can really be difficult for some people. Lunchtime or late afternoon is usually the time of the day when any cleanse you're on can fall into the hole and turn into not a cleanse. That's when the temptations of good coffee is there. That's when the temptation of a lot of other foods is there. But we're going to be strict, and we're looking at the lunch ready detox as a great detox for you to do at work every day, or at school every day, or at home every day, or just some days. The lunch ready detox is a healthy detox in the middle of your daily activities. If you are planning to have a lunch ready detox, then try to keep the coffee and tea intake low through the morning. Try nothing after 10 a.m. The lunch detox technically starts at 10 a.m. in the morning and will go through until 4 p.m. So if you're going to do the lunch only detox, what you're going to do is from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., you're only having herbal teas and you're having fruits or vegetables. And like I say, I don't want you to mix the fruits and vegetables together because of the Chinese topography in food. And the lunch only detox, some ideas for you are: when it comes to lunch, have a salad, soup, vegetables, or fruit only. Remember though that delicious fruit salad might taste good at the time, but 2 hours later you're going to be slumped across your work desk, feeling jaded, and you won't have any energy in the afternoon. So you might want to take, if you're going to work, you might want to take enough fruit so that you can snack on fruit through the afternoon if it's going to be fruit. If you're going to take a salad, I recommend that if you're going to do the lunch only detox, you treat it from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. where you can have as much as you like. Say for example you make a coleslaw. Coleslaw is a really old-fashioned food, but you make it without the rich mayonnaise and you dress it with apple cider vinegar, balsamic vinegar, fresh lemon juice, sea salt, and olive oil. And so you can make, you can add to this as much as you like, but the basis of it is cabbage and carrots, chopped up parsley, celery, and onion. And then you mix the salad dressing through it. You can always add a little bit of runny honey to these salad dressings if you like. You can always add garlic and you can add those delicious things. I'm going to come back with part three of our detox therapies in my next podcast, and we'll be covering the wholesome vegetarian detox, juice cleansing, water fasting, vitamin C therapy, and why you would want to do these things in your detox plan. I hope you've enjoyed my podcast today, and I hope that I've encouraged you to detox. I just want to say that when you are detoxing, it's great to look at how the detox is going, and it's wonderful to listen to podcasts, read magazines and articles, and be inspired as much as you can. My name's Dominique Liv Kamal. My website is medicineroom.com.au. I'm a wellness advocate, naturopath, herbalist, health writer based in Australia. I'm super happy to talk to you on a Skype consult or through email and to help you with your detox strategies. I hope you have a beautiful day. Blessings.